Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where you get your business building fix with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, Omar Zinnom. I'm your coach, your teacher, and I'm the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online.
Today, you will learn how to discover your audience. It's one of those essential things you need when you start a business, so let's get down to business. Okay, discovering your audience. Now, before I get into a few things I want you to focus on when it comes to discovering your audience, I want to talk a little bit about what I mean by the word audience. When I say audience, I'm going to say this a lot on the show, and in particular this show, or this episode rather. Now, when I say audience, it's anybody who's looking at your business, your website, your physical store. They could be a customer or they're not. They could be either. They could be a buying customer or somebody that's just, you know, taking a look. What is this business all about? The point is that they're watching you. They're looking at what you do. They're looking at how you're serving them, whether they're buying or whether they're just browsing. Now, I love the word audience because it's just like any other audience, like watching a movie or watching a play. They're watching. They're judging. They're making a call. They're saying, hey, is this business worth my time? Is this product or offer or whatever you're doing, is it going to be worth my time to pay attention and to actually maybe buy something later on in my life or maybe right now? So this is why I love the word audience, because an audience is going to be critical. An audience is going to be observant. So you need to understand, as somebody who's attracting an audience, as somebody who's serving an audience, right, that you got to be on your game, that you got to make sure that you're pleasing them, that you're giving them a blockbuster movie, right? You're giving them a great experience. So who are these people? Like, what is this audience made up of? And this is where it gets interesting. An audience is a specific group of people, a group of people that have a shared interest in something or a shared need or pain. So when it comes to discovering your audience, the first thing I want you to focus on or to pay attention to is it's very important that you're a part of that audience, that you are already a member of that audience or you become a member of that audience. So for example, I would not serve an audience of ballerinas, people that love ballet, because I know nothing about ballet, right? Not any more than the average person, right? So I wouldn't be able to serve them. I wouldn't be able to meet their needs or understand them, and they wouldn't understand me. And then whatever I said to them really wouldn't resonate. So being a member of the audience you're about to serve is really important. So if you love video games, you know, I'm not a big video game buff, but video games are hot. And if you love video games and you love that world, you're a member of that audience. So it's a good idea to serve an audience you're a member of. The second thing I want you to do or focus on when it comes to discovering your audience is getting to know your audience a bit better. So find out where they frequent. Go to the websites that they frequent or the forums or, you know, the blogs. Read the comments. Find out what they're into. Find out what they like. Find out what they spend their money on. Right? This is not some kind of psycho trickery. This is research to find out if you can be able to serve them in some way. Can you offer something of value to them and fulfill a need or alleviate a pain? You'll be doing a service for them. So that's great. So what you're trying to do now is get to know them a little bit more. Find out a little bit more about their personality. Find out what kind of language they use. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, languages, English, Spanish, French. I'm talking about, you know, what kind of lingo do they use? You know, every kind of group has a lingo. So visit the places they frequent, get to know what they're into, what they're going through, what their likes are, what their needs are, you know, and do a little bit of research. You can do this even in a physical space, you know, get to know people in meetups that, you know, video game conferences, if this is your audience, or go into those retro arcades. The point is that you can go out, hang out with these people, get to know them. The third thing I want you to focus on is start engaging and serving that audience that you're discovering. Ask them questions, answer questions, help them out. Go on those forums, go on the blog post, and be a valuable member of that community. You'll start to be seen as somebody that really cares about them and maybe even a leader in that community. So when you start offering something for sale, it's not just out of the blue. Who is this person? Oh, I've seen this person. They've actually added value to a lot of conversations. So first you get to know them, you learn more about them, and they get to learn about you, and you become an integral part of this audience. Now, while you're going through this whole process, you're keeping your ears open. You're seeing what people are struggling with. You're seeing what are some unmet needs. And in this process, you're going to try to solve these pains or problems. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next episode, solving a pain. And that's where your product, offer, service is going to come from. It's going to come from the audience. And what's brilliant about it is that you're going to be able to sell something that you know people want, so you don't launch to crickets. All right, guys, just to wrap up, when discovering your audience, make sure that you're a member of that audience. So they get you, you get them. Make sure you do some research. Get on some blogs, some forums. Go to the websites that they frequent. Even the physical spaces you can go to, the conferences, and get to know them. Find out what they're going through, their pains, what they like, what they spend their money on, what they enjoy, how they spend their free time. And then have them get to know you. Be a contributor to this community. Be a giver. You know, serve them already with valuable information, with just maybe even praise and acknowledgement.
Guys, leave us an iTunes rating and review. All our listeners that leave us a rating and review enter a weekly draw to win a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA, our online community and training. Every week, somebody gets a free ride. So we announce the winner every Friday, every episode that airs on Friday, we announce who gets the free ride. If you don't know how to submit an iTunes rating and review, you can just visit 100mba.net/show. That's 100mba.net/show for clear instructions. We can't wait to give out our first free ride next Friday. Until the next session, guys, I want you guys to know that you can build a great business if you have the solid fundamentals you need. And this is what we're trying to do here with the $100 MBA show. Tune in, subscribe, make sure you listen to every single episode, because you can do this. Because I know this firsthand. If you have the fundamentals down, you can make it happen. See you next time.